Doctor?
Yes?
Sorry to bother you. I'm just 3 hours sitting here waiting for news.
Unfortunately, that's not a long wait in a Dublin A&E ward, especially after the nightclubs close.
Yeah, well, it's hard to know whether it's night or day here.
That could be the alcohol in your bloodstream.
These harsh lights make a hangover even worse. I normally never drink so much. Look, is there any news? I see people who arrived after us being discharged.
Doctors need to prioritize on a case-by-case basis, otherwise A&E would be chaos.
Well, it is chaos. There's a teenage girl unconscious and people stepping over there.
Well, she's safer on the floor where she can't fall.
Someone should wake her.
Her friends dump her here and scurry back to whatever flat they're shooting up in. Alice is a regular. We're not serving time for shoplifting. This is organized chaos. If you want disorganized chaos, you wake her. Your friend is next in line for a brain scan.
He's not my friend.
You brought him in. What are you, a good Samaritan?
Has he said anything?
About what?
His head injury.
Concussion can be a conversation killer. When concussed people do talk, they often don't make sense.
Well, what's he been saying?
I'm a doctor, not a detective. There's policemen guarding various people around the ward if you want to speak to one.
Has he asked to speak to anyone?
Was there a woman involved, Eamon?
Why'd you ask?
You're middle-aged, well-spoken, well-dressed. Were you ever in trouble with the law?
No.
With people like you, it's white-collar crime or women. I associate white-collar crime with paper cuts, not a gash in someone's skull.
He lost his footing on a ladder and fell backwards in a side passageway to my house.
What did he fall onto?
Loose rubble. Rubble with sharp edges.
Very sharp edges. This type of head wound is more associated with a blow from an axe.
Look, I told you, it was too dark to see. There could have been a broken shovel abandoned there. There could have been anything. My wife and I live on a beautiful estate beyond Kilmechanic. 16 luxury houses. Or at least it looked beautiful on the brochure and would look beautiful if ever finished. My best friend from school bought the show house next door. He knew the builder, got us a good deal. We should have waited till the estate was finished, but the second phase of houses were meant to be much dearer.
And were they?
They were never built. It was a luxury estate of 8 3/4 houses. One morning the workmen disappeared. The heavy equipment followed. Suppliers removing materials before the receiver impounded everything. They left behind broken machinery. Bent shovels, 6-inch nails scattered like shrapnel. The man and that trolley could have struck his skull on anything.
So you're saying your friend hit the shovel? Shovel didn't hit him?
I'm saying he's not my friend.
Look, get a coffee at the dispensing machine. You could be a while. If the scan is clear, your friend will just wind up with a headache to match the hangover of the girl lying on the floor.
What happens if the scan isn't clear?
Brains are not footballs. They're not made to absorb blows. Try and remember what happened. If the wound is deep enough, I won't be the only person asking you questions.
What's happening?
We need to wait here, Dad. We haven't a choice.
Of course we've a choice. Are you bringing me home or not?
We're waiting to see the doctor.
I don't need to see any doctor. And how would you find one among all the passengers crammed on this train? A doctor would be in a first-class carriage. Even then, with the engine breaking down, he'd have gone home hours ago.
We're not on a train, Dad. We're in accident and emergency.
I'm not blind. You're always trying to trick me.
I'm trying to mind you.
If you were minding me, you wouldn't have me on this train.
You've been told only one person...
It's not a train, Dad.
Then why is it so packed with passengers who haven't room to sit down? Half of them are jarred.
I hope he gives you the virus. I hope he bites your neck.
Get out now.
Who were they?
I don't know.
Never heard such shouting on a train. I tell you, the driver has gone off on a skite. He's in some pub, laughing at us. We'll never reach Galway. The last bus is probably gone too. Oh, I'm not staying here. If you won't bring me home, I'll use my bicycle. How far is Galway?
You're in Dublin, Dad. It's 4 a.m. and you're in a wheelchair, not on a bicycle.
Huh?
Try and think straight. If you could, we wouldn't be here.
I think you're trying to trick me. You keep changing every clock in the house. I'm fed up. Give me a straight answer. Are you keeping me hostage or taking me home?
Where is your home, Dad?
You know well where I live.
But do you?
You're only trying to stir up trouble. The Ma will be wondering what's keeping me.
Your mother or my mother?
Our Ma.
Your mother was my grandmother. My mum was your wife.
Huh?
Both are long dead, Dad.
Ailish is dead?
You're 18 years a widower.
Huh. You've grown to look like her. Ailish and I were knocking along grand till the cancer came with no warning.
Do you remember Mum's cancer?
I remember my loneliness. Walk up the train and find the guard. Find out what's happening.
You wait here, Dad, and keep your hand on your wallet. Doctor?
Is your father as confused as ever?
He is exhausted. Is there no chance of getting him a bed tonight?
We're doing our best, but in an emergency ward, priorities change as more patients arrive in.
My father is 94 and unable to walk.
He's a priority for a stretcher, whenever one becomes available, and a trolley if possible. It's terrible he must be here, but the problem is that he's not in any immediate danger.
But we're 16 hours in this hospital. I brought him in at noon.
That was for his assessment in the geriatric unit. The geriatric team agree he must be admitted as a priority, but they really needed to find him a bed without sending him down here.
But they spent 6 hours trying. We were the last people sitting in the geriatric unit, with him constantly demanding that I bring him home, and the cleaners washing the floor around us.
Nobody wants him sitting amid this mayhem, but hospital beds are like the lottery. You've got to keep playing, because you can never be sure when your number will come up.
But has he any chance of a bed tonight?
He has a chart, so therefore he's in the system.
Be honest.
We don't know who will arrive in between now and dawn. Mostly drunks or junkies. But it could be a car crash or stab victims without a word of English. Or gangland shootings with gangsters refusing to speak a word of English. Most folks are seen to by dawn. The space freed up. All I can guarantee is that once your father actually gets into a bed, he'll receive the best of care.
But for tonight, he'll sit here, bewildered, in his wheelchair.
I won't lie. The geriatric unit bust a gut to try and free up a bed to avoid him being here. But I can't see anything happening until they start badgering again tomorrow morning.
Meanwhile, you're keeping a 94-year-old man here all night.
You're free to bring him home at any time.
Well, what happens if I do?
And once he leaves the building, his chart exits the system. If a bed arises, it goes to whoever's next in line.
You're saying a bed won't arise?
I'm saying that as a person, not a doctor.
Then listen to me as a person. Who would notice if I brought him home for a few hours, gave him a proper meal, cleaned him up, let him sleep in a bed and had him back to you before the geriatric unit opens in the morning?
Well, you couldn't get him back to me because I'm finishing at 7 a.m. I wish I could say yes, but once your father leaves the hospital, he leaves the queue. Same rules apply to everyone here.
He doesn't even know what he's queuing for. This is inhuman.
Oh, I'm being paged. I'm really sorry. I'm going to have to go. What's funny?
Oh, that was the last sentence my ex-husband said to me.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, I wasn't. He left me for a less interesting woman. He was a whiz kid in financial services, always upgrading and trading old things in.
And what's he doing now?
Oh, he played rugby for Old Bective. Those guys never see an ex-teammate struck. He is now an operative in the security industry.
What?
A posh term for a bouncer.
Well, I've been called a lot worse. This is hardly much of a nightclub, though.
Well, you've the same amount of girls in skirts too tight for their backsides, although you've probably fewer drugs than the places where he works. Oh, look, I'm not getting at you, Doctor. I'm just beyond exhaustion. Please, just do your best to find him a stretcher.
I'll nab the first one I see and resist the temptation to fall asleep in it.
Dad?
Don't worry. The moment you went to speak to the doctor, he fell asleep.
Oh, it's lovely to see him get some rest.
Have you no one to give you a break?
I've two sisters, in Florida and Munich.
You're on your own, so?
You get used to being on your own.
There's a coffee dispenser down the corridor. Can I get you a cup?
I don't need anyone's assistance.
Oh, it'd be less an act of chivalry and more an act of poisoning. The coffee tastes of melted polystyrene. Sorry for butting in. My wife is always telling me to stop trying to be so helpful.
Oh, don't mind me. I'm snapping at everybody. I'm Teresa, by the way.
Oh, I'm Eamon. Amy is a bit like a pressure cooker. They should install a soundproof room where people could scream their frustrations.
The lack of soundproofing doesn't inhibit some people.
Yeah, I've noticed. If people want a blazing row and can't get on the Jeremy Springer show, they scream at each other here. Oh, thank God your father dozed off. He looks like he's been through the wars.
He has, literally. He was a sailor. Survived the massacre at Scapa Flow, torpedo attacks, shipwrecks. Maybe he talked about them to our mother, but he never mentioned it to us. He never talked much about anything after she died. He just went into a shell where nothing could touch him or hurt him. These days his battles are about bending down to put on his socks or remembering what day it is. He's sitting here, wanting to go home. And who can blame him?
Well, everyone here wants to go home. Apart from the old lady in the grey cardigan there talking to herself in the corner. A nurse told me she's constantly going for walks because she can't stand being alone in a house. Apparently she's bad in her feet and passers-by find her when she falls and bring her in.
She looks anxious.
Well, I suppose she's terrified they'll call a taxi and send her back to her empty house. The nurse said she was never as happy as the night they took pity on her and let her talk herself into a bed. She barely slept with excitement, perched up amid the pillows like a queen, waiting to be served a boiled egg in the morning.
Little things can make lonely people happy, like having someone make a cup of tea.
Does your father live alone?
Well, when my life was different, I tried to discuss building a granny flat attached to our house, but he wouldn't hear talk of leaving his own house.
He didn't like the idea.
He refused to engage with any aspect of getting old. Mention nursing homes and a brick wall comes down.
Yeah, well, I suppose old people like their independence.
They're scared. When my time comes, I'll be scared too. Though I won't have anyone to haul me to appointments. Dad would sooner sit in the dark and claim he's all right, except that he no longer knows when he's in the dark. I barely left his house after hours sitting with him before he phones to ask why I haven't come. I organise rotas of helpers to get him up or put him to bed, with him complaining about them invading his house. I give them lists about tablets, changing sheets, because he can't go a night without wetting. I don't expect any thanks because it would mean him admitting he needs care. I put up with him giving out because his knuckles are clenched in terror at trying to cling on to some semblance of what's slipping away from him.
That must be tough on you.
It's an unwritten clause in the contract for being a daughter. But I can't do it anymore. It's nothing to do with stamina because I'm young still. Do you know you're always young once you've one parent living who makes you feel like a child who can do nothing right? You're only allowed to feel old on the day they die, when you realise how much of your life was spent minding them. He's beyond being minded. In his home or in mine. He goes to bed at 3 in the afternoon, convinced it's midnight. Then he gets up at midnight to sit in his wet pyjamas, wondering why nobody's arrived to make his breakfast. He then phones me, and most nights I'm awake, expecting to have to drive through empty streets to slip brandy into his tea. I'm like a rag doll in work. But what can you do? Sometimes I feel I can't cope. But there's no one else to take responsibility. Oh, I shouldn't be going on like this. What are you waiting here for?
The result of an X-ray on a man lying concussed on a trolley.
Won't they let you sit with him?
I don't fancy the sight of him, and he wouldn't fancy the sight of me.
Had you a row?
Did you ever do something truly crazy? Something that, looking back, seems inexplicable?
15 years ago. Despite Dad warning me it wouldn't work out. Back then he had the sense, and I was too blind to have any.
We always follow the wrong people's advice. People with their own agendas. We're rational on 364 days of the year.
What happens on the other day?
We wind up in A&E. Do I seem drunk?
You seem remarkably sober for a man reeking of drink.
Brandy.
Oh, you've expensive taste.
My next door neighbour Simon has. He's a go-getter, a wheeler-dealer. I'm a pack mule. Do you know how hard it was to buy a house during the Celtic Tiger?
Well, I'm trying to sell one in the downturn.
Well, has your house got a roof?
It has a roof. A mortgage for twice its current value, and an ex-husband who stopped paying for any of it.
The house opposite me doesn't have a roof or windows. I don't know why they call them ghost estates. It suggests poltergeists throwing shapes or stray wisps of ectoplasm. But every evening after the four couples who've bought their drive home, there's no sound till we drive off again next morning.
Were only four houses built?
Four other unoccupied ones are said to be owned by investors. The developer's family, I suspect. He brought the good weather with him when he decamped to Spain. One step ahead of the receiver.
Buying there wasn't your wisest decision.
I could feel my wife losing faith in me when we were outbid at auction after auction, packed with buy-to-let investors clutching 100% interest-only mortgages. I never liked the house. I hate its isolated location, just beyond the bright lights of downtown Kilmechanic.
Kilmechanic is the most beautiful bypass in Ireland. What made you buy out in the back of beyond?
To prove to my wife I could actually buy a house. To prove to myself I still had enough testosterone to blow a wad of cash I'll never repay. I did it because Simon, my old schoolmate, swore he could arrange a good price if I got in ahead of the pack. I did it primarily to save my marriage. Not a very shrewd reason, I know.
At least you tried to save your marriage.
We're still bound together by love and bills and two kids. Or at least we were until tonight.
Had you a row?
My wife knows nothing about this. My phone is switched off.
Won't she be worried?
Simon says that real men sometimes need to do certain things behind their wife's back. Things they're not proud of. To shield their families from harm.
Are you a real man?
Not really. All my life I've tried to do the right thing. The decent thing. I'm simply terrified to tell her the truth because she'll strangle me.
My ex-husband was a real man. So real he could even do things behind his own back. It was never a dull moment.
My wife might like to swap. She says there's never an exciting one with me.
Well, you offered to buy me a coffee. That was a good thing to do.
Except you didn't want coffee. You told me to mind my own business.
Well, you still offered. Still the right thing to do. I admire that. Like I admire you waiting for your friend.
He's no friend. What if doing the right thing would land you in the biggest trouble of your life?
Are you in trouble?
6-inch UPVC guttering has me here.
I don't understand.
Our guttering was damaged in the big freeze. The developer cut corners before he cut his losses. You need good brackets to support gutters, particularly during snow when they expand. It's bad enough living on a ghost estate without suffering Chinese water torture each time you walk down your side passageway.
Were you trying to repair them?
I get vertigo just living in Kilmechanic, never mind climbing a ladder. Simon lined up an Eastern European workman to replace our gutters yesterday. The fellow wasn't due until the afternoon because Simon had a birthday party for his 9-year-old son in the morning. Red and white balloons everywhere. Because the boy is a Man United fanatic. He even painted up the stones in his back garden red and white for the occasion. We had party food and a Man United cake before everyone piled into three cars. Simon's car, his wife's car and mine. Because I always tag along with his plans. The Adventure Play Centre in Bray seemed safer than having them play among the unfinished houses across the road. It also meant Simon's workmen could start replacing the gutters. But by the time we'd left every child home, it was so dark we couldn't tell if he'd been or not. It's odd to start a day with a children's party and end up deciding whether to bring someone into A&E. What's to stop you walking away from your father and leaving him here?
That's what my ex-husband advised. My GP agreed with him. They both said it sounds cruel, but it's the only way to make the hospital take responsibility for him. They're so overstretched that they'll keep shifting him back onto me to get him off their hands. They say that if I want to truly help my father, I should just pin a note to him saying I'd done my best and just walk away.
And what stops you doing that?
Because my father's a good man. I looked up to him as a child, and I look up to him still.
I want my kids to look up to me, but I also want them to still have a roof over their heads.
Well, were the gutters done?
After the party, I sat in Simon's house while he checked and finally came back to say that the workmen had never even arrived. I don't know his name or nationality. Children's parties are exhausting for grown-ups. I wanted to go home and help Clara put her kids to bed, but Simon was in a funny mood, opening wine and then brandy. Do you know that type of drinking with a manic edge?
Oh, my ex-husband was specialised at it.
Yeah, well, I don't like drunks.
I have reasons not to like them. I had bruises too.
Drunks make me nervous. They bring out my inner coward. Sometimes it's just simpler to drink alone.
My round. I've a 10-bob note in my wallet.
Dad, you were asleep.
Nonsense. I haven't slept a wink waiting for you. Are we off?
Do you know where you are?
I remember. I'm waiting to see a doctor, but I already saw one. Such stupid questions he asked. Like I didn't even know my own age.
So what age are you, Dad?
Old enough not to be asked stupid questions.
And what age am I, Dad?
Too young to be out this late talking to the likes of him. Who is he?
I'm just waiting here.
Well, wait with your eye on someone else's daughter.
Dad!
You go on home. But don't be leaving me here.
And where will I bring you?
To the house I've lived in for 50 years.
And who'll mind you there?
My wife and three daughters. Hailish will be wondering where I am. No, I'll not sit here any longer. You hear? Whoever you are, whoever you are.
He's scared.
Well, it's human nature. You lash out if you think that all you have may be taken away from you. I'm scared too.
What have you done?
What class of friends are you bringing into my house now?
People here are not my friends, Dad.
For months you've brought home strangers who helped themselves to everything not nailed down. At dawn, I'm cycling home to where you won't be able to torment me anymore.
I'm always to blame. What sort of a daughter brings her father into this kind of hell?
You're trying to save him from a living hell. He needs things done for him that he wouldn't wish his daughter to have to do. You've carried the torch as long as you could.
When he finally gets admitted here, he'll just be a bed blocker. He'll sit in a ward of all men as daft as himself. And every day he'll ask what kept me. And am I bringing him home? Social workers will gang up on me, asking why it's taken me so long to find a nursing home. And I'll be chasing officials to get him onto the Fair Deal scheme, if that isn't cancelled. And no matter what I'm doing, someone will be chasing me to do something else. And even when I finally find him a nursing home, I'll be waiting till some other part of him breaks down, and they call an ambulance and wash their hands of him too. It'll be just me and him back again in another A&E, waiting for a stretcher, a trolley, a bed.
You've done everything you can.
Would you say that if your children were locking you away?
My children need me to be there for them, to tell them stories when they're scared, to provide a home for them. Whatever I did tonight, I did for them. But I'm still guilty.
Of what?
Cowardice.
I'll walk you across, Eamon.
I only live next door.
A marauding dingo might snatch you, but I need to answer a call in nature first.
Not against my side wall.
All right, here, I'll wander down your side passageway in case I offend your dignity.
All right, well, I'm off to bed, Simon.
Eamon?
Huh?
Come down here quick.
Huh? Why are you kneeling? Oh, say you're not having a heart attack.
I'm scared. I don't know what to do.
About what?
Look, this guy.
What? I can't see anyone.
He used the light on your phone.
Huh?
He's dead. His eyes are freaking me out.
What? He looks unhurt.
He obviously fell from the ladder. His skull must have struck the rubble.
Is this the gutter guy? Has he been lying here for hours?
I only found him a moment ago.
I thought you checked after we returned from the play centre.
It was twilight. I checked my side of the wall. I was looking at the guttering, not checking the ground for bodies. This is serious, Eamon. This is an uninsured workplace.
Huh?
Unless you have employer's liability.
Well, why would I have employer's liability?
Yeah, because there's no way this guy had public liability insurance. He wasn't even in Ireland legally.
Oh,
what insurance do you have?
Well, the same ordinary insurance as anyone. Or at least I used to.
You used to?
Well, there's a folder of bills in the wardrobe. I pay what I can when I can. 2 months ago, bills for house insurance and car insurance arrived together. Look, let's face it, policemen at roadblocks rarely check for house insurance, do they?
Are you crazy?
I'm broke, Simon. I'm paying a crippling mortgage on a house that's barely worth 30% of what I paid for it. Guided by my self-appointed financial guru.
Now, don't blame others for your own decisions. I never forced you to move here.
You badgered me. You swore the second phase of houses would cost 20% more than our ones.
Have you insurance, yes or no?
It was the next bill on my list.
Does Clara know?
Clara handles the weekly shopping, the children's clothes, school books. She trusts me to handle the big financial stuff. Only once did she stand against me. Instead of listening to her, I listened to you.
Well, yeah, I'll keep me mouth shut in the future.
Good. We must phone an ambulance.
You're right. That is, if you're sure you're right.
Huh? What do you mean?
I'm proffering no advice, remember.
But this guy is dead.
I'm just observing that an ambulance won't bring him back to life.
Look, I feel sick with all the drink you poured into me.
Think clearly now before you phone that ambulance, because you and Clara will live with the consequences forever.
When did you really find him? Did you get me drunk before springing this on me?
Are you saying I let this fella die here?
I'm just saying that Clara told me to hire a registered contractor.
Stop parroting Clara. Now think for yourself. No wonder she doesn't respect
Look,
you.
Leave my wife out of this.
You'd be still living in that terraced house in Drimna if I hadn't convinced you to finally make a decision and move. Oh yeah, maybe it was unwise, but at least you did something. Now you face the biggest decision of your life. Nobody can make it for you, unless you want to implicate Clara as an accessory. Are you going to bring this workman to hospital?
Why is it only my decision?
Because he died on your side of the dividing wall. Morally, I accept my share of the blame, but when it comes to court, the legal fact is that he died falling from an unsecured ladder on your property.
Do you know his name?
He did jobs for various people and gave them different names and countries he claimed to be from. He wanted cash in hand, no questions asked. He was a loner. He lived in a hostel, but never visited call centres or sent money home. It was like he had no family waiting for him anywhere. He was always disappearing. The police may be able to establish his identity when they start proceedings against you. Huh? Yeah. Now take out your phone and make the call.
Are you saying I shouldn't?
It's your nature to always do the right thing. I merely ask, man to man, what good will come from doing the right thing in this case?
What counts is that there's a dead man.
And it counts for nothing that Clara's life will be destroyed. When you lose your home to a massive negligence claim, will it bring him back to life? Scammers are always knocking on old people's doors, offering to fit chimney coals, then accidentally falling off ladders. They lie paralysed until the terrified house owner settle in cash, rather than face the nightmare of any insurance claim.
This guy is part of no insurance scam.
But you don't know who will turn up claiming to be his next of kin, ready to screw you for everything.
You won't get away scot-free either.
Oh, I'll hold up me hands and testify that I asked him to do a job for me, and a job for you. But that won't make me a subcontractor, any more than it would make you one if he died on my property. Legally, the buck stops with you. One life has been lost here tonight. Destroying Clara's life won't bring him back. You'll be left with nothing, unless Clara can apply for a separation and safeguard her share.
Cover his face. My head is spinning.
Sober up, Eamon. Your future is in the balance.
I don't mind the police or the courts. It's Clara I can't face. What exactly are you suggesting?
Look, this workman broke all ties by coming to Ireland. Who's to say he ever turned up here? He could have banged his skull anywhere. I know a place in the mountains where he won't be found for days.
Are you saying we dump him? I never actually liked you, Simon. Even as kids, I always let you bully me.
Yeah, well, I don't always like myself either, but I do whatever it takes to protect my family. I'm not bullying you. I'm asking you to think of Clara.
Clara hates you. I'm phoning an ambulance.
Okay, but just do one thing first. Bring Clara down here out of her bed.
I will.
Yeah, but what's stopping you?
My legs won't function.
I'll call her on my phone. Look, it's dialing.
No, look, stop. Stop. Clara doesn't need to know. Tell me what I should do. I've never driven drunk before. How far are we going?
Why?
I'm low on petrol. But if we stop at a garage, we'd be captured on camera. Oh, I never thought I'd utter such a sentence. Never thought I'd have a body in the boot of my car.
You had your chance. 15 minutes parked opposite Bray Garda station. In an agony of indecision.
I was trying to think clearly. Weigh up right and wrong.
We'd be sitting there still if I hadn't threatened to summon a detective. Take this turn left.
It's so narrow, it's barely a road. Where are we going?
We need to trust each other, Eamon. After tonight, we'll know enough to incriminate each other.
I want nothing to do with you after tonight.
That's some way to bury a friendship.
We're burying nothing. Why did you pack a spade?
Just in case.
In case of what?
Eamon, our workman fell while out hill walking. It's that simple. No crime, no punishment.
He's not the sort to go out hill walking.
You're being racist. Take this unsigned poster, turn right.
Will the car be able to get down it?
Just about.
I feel I'm being manipulated here.
You want to feel manipulated. But I'm forcing you to emerge from behind your Mr. Nice Guy mask and get your hands dirty like the rest of us. Any boy who does classics instead of business in school thinks the world owes him a living.
What's that in the headlights?
That's foundations for a nursing home, a retirement village. The developer who built our estate saw this place as his pension pot.
But it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, well, old people like scenery. There's great tax breaks in health, private hospitals, nursing homes. You wouldn't put a dog in a public hospital. The developer brought me up here once. Showed me his plans.
You seem to have known him well.
He was an entrepreneur. He recognised a kindred spirit. I was small fry compared to him. But I know how to cut a deal. You'd be wise to stop.
Why?
If you keep going, there's a sheer drop over a cliff. It's 100 feet down to the rocks by the river.
I can't see that far. Yeah.
Stand up on this low wall and you'll see.
It's miles down. What are you doing, Simon?
Holding you tight. Explaining the meaning of trust.
Let me go.
Your future depends on me lifting you slowly down from this wall. Now, how much do you trust me?
I've come this far.
Because you're drunk. What happens when you sober up and your conscience gnaws at you? Can I trust you? I can end your life now because I'm in control. But once I relax my grip, you can destroy my life because we're accessories to a crime. Were you ever unfaithful to Clara?
No.
Surely you wanted her, at least once.
Wanting and doing are different things.
Sounds like you never had secrets to keep before. You're singularly unpracticed in the standard act of lying.
What we're doing up here is wrong, Simon. But I've a wife and kids to protect. You've no choice but to trust me.
I can drop you over this wall. Like this. I'm holding you safe. Stop struggling. You'll send us both down.
Jeez. You could have killed us both.
That's more like it. Some backbone.
I could kill you. Secretly, I've always hated your guts.
You think that I like who I am? Throughout my life, I've done some terrible things simply because the chance was there. Remember how I was your best man?
Nobody at my wedding will forget that speech.
I had a lot in my mind. I almost pulled a girl 2 nights before the wedding. She was drunk, and I was drunk. And she fancied me like hell. Things snowballed so that suddenly she was there for the taking.
What stopped you? One part of your anatomy was never renowned for its conscience.
She was marrying my best friend.
Go to hell.
We had a lot to drink. Clara was scared and confused. No disrespect, but she's vivacious. And she was pledging her future to a dull man. Not that she didn't love you, because you're dependable and the polar opposite of me, but...
But what?
Nothing happened. I talked her down off the ledge, so to speak. Did she ever mention to you the 10 minutes we spent kissing that night? How I had 3 buttons of her blouse undone before we realised that once the 4th button was undone, there could be no going back?
No, and I don't see why you need to mention it.
To show how easy it is to keep secrets. Clara kept one from you for 15 years. Now, if you want revenge, here's your chance. I'll step up onto this wall, 1 push, and I'm gone. I'm at your mercy. Clara hates living next door because, despite herself, she still fancies me. If you intend to destroy my life by informing anyone about what we're doing tonight, then have the decency to end my life here instead. Because I'm sick of who I am. I'm sick of juggling 1 million irons in the fire just to break even. 1 shove and I crack my skull in those rocks. No witnesses, nothing to implicate you. You don't need that spade, Eamon.
I want to crack your skull before the rocks get the privilege.
Eamon! I thought you were going to kill me.
After tonight, we never, ever mention any of this again. Now, come on. Grab that workman's legs.
Eamon... Listen.
Let's just do it. Now, come on. We swing on the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. The poor sod. This is no place for a man to end up.
Who knows? Maybe he only came to Ireland for the scenery.
I just put the shovel in the boot, Simon. and don't talk.
You left his body up there?
If I could give my life to bring him back, I would.
And you drove home?
I knew it wouldn't feel like home because I wouldn't be the same person. Simon says that we lose our innocence when we discover how the world works. Well, I always knew how the world works. I just never knew what I was capable of. The awful thing is that driving back, I wasn't even thinking of the workman. I just kept thinking of Simon undoing Clara's blouse 2 days before she married me. I looked across and asked if I'd finally passed the test for being a real man.
Real men do bad things to protect their families. The real test is being able to put mistakes behind you. It's the only way this country will recover. Pull up at the bottle bank there near the flyover.
Why?
We need to dump the blanket we wrapped him in, the rubber gloves. When you go home, wash your clothes first thing.
People go missing. Especially loners.
Yesterday, Clara was washing dishes in these yellow plastic gloves. Who'd have believed that a few hours later they'd be flecked with red?
Well, you cradled his head as we lifted him. It's blood from where he split his skull.
I'm only seeing these gloves properly in this light. They're covered with flecks of red and white.
Yeah, just dump them and let's go.
The red is blood, but the white must be paint.
Who cares?
I care. Why did you get me so drunk?
We were celebrating my son's birthday.
With a Man United party. Man United napkins and balloons. Even the stones in your back garden were painted red and white.
What are you getting at?
The fact that you disappeared for so long after we returned from the play centre.
Yeah, I was checking if my gutters were fixed.
You found his body in your garden, didn't you? His skull smashed on a painted stone. You hauled his body onto my property and silently lifted the ladder over the wall so it became my problem, my responsibility, my insurance.
You deduced this from some white specks. How do you know if Clara wasn't using these gloves yesterday?
How do I know how many buttons of her blouse you opened when you got her plastered? How do I know what you did to her?
That's ancient history.
Anything you want buried is ancient history. In 20 years of failed businesses, you've always washed your hands of anything you dislike.
Put that spade down, Eamon.
Tell me whose garden you found his body in.
What difference does it make? We're both implicated. I never stopped you calling an ambulance.
You told me he died on my property.
And you agreed to dump his body. You're no better than me. At least I'm honest.
You were never honest in your life. You used me.
You let yourself be used, just like when buying your house.
What does that mean?
Put the spade down.
You said if we bought the houses together, we'd get 50 grand off the asking price.
And you got 50 grand off. I did a good deal for you.
Well, how much did you pay for your house?
What I paid is my business. The developer knocked 50 grand off the price of yours and 100 grand off mine. He needed cash. We all did well out of it.
How did we do well? We live in semi-darkness on an estate with no footpath.
What's done is done. Put the spade down, Eamon. Yeah, you haven't the courage to use it.
I could kill you. I can't go home and face Clara.
Where else are you going to go? She needs you and loves you for all her giving out. She knows she made the right choice in marrying you.
3 buttons. That's as far as it went.
Yeah, 3 or 4. It's history. I remember nothing about the night. Just the smell of gin in her breath and a birthmark on the underside of her breast.
So that's who you're waiting for, your neighbour.
I didn't kill him, I just wanted to kill him.
You should phone your wife.
My wife needs me like a punch bag that you can cuddle when she's down.
Do you love her?
She drives me demented at times.
Do you love her?
With all my heart. All my life I've wanted to protect her, but tonight I was a coward and I panicked. I let myself be led because that's what cowards do.
Your friend here has a thick skull. He needed stitches, but the x-rays show no major harm done.
Like I told you, Doc, it was just a fall from a ladder when I was fixing some guttering.
Isn't that right, Eamon?
It started with guttering, all right.
Is there part of this story I'm not getting?
I took a tumble. Thankfully, I've a next-door neighbour I trust with me life. He drove me here and stayed because he's a decent skin. If there's nothing else, Doc, we'll be making tracks.
I'd like to talk to one of the guards over there.
You've nothing to talk to anyone about, Eamon. I'm fine. I'm not pressing charges for assault. You understand?
Assault?
A poor choice of words, Doc. Eamon, our kids need us to drive them to school in a few hours.
I'd like to see a guard. We'll also need an ambulance, Doctor. Can you arrange one?
I'm running an A&E department stretched to breaking point. If you want to talk to a policeman, go ahead. But your friend is discharged because of hundreds of other patients to deal with.
I hope your father gets a bed.
Good luck with whatever you decide.
Well, dull men always do the right thing, eventually.
My father was a dull man all his life, inoffensive. Never anything flash about him, but he never hurt anyone. He knew the difference between right and wrong. He has me driven demented these past years, but that's why I'm still sitting here with him, out of respect. When you lose the respect of your children, you lose everything.
I'm glad I talked things out with you, Teresa.
You didn't. You talked things out with yourself.
What are you pair on about? Has Eamon been filling your head with nonsense?
Do you mind not standing so close to my father? If he wakes, he might mistake you for my ex-husband and thump you.
Goodbye, Teresa.
Eamon, come back. And keep your mouth shut. You hear? We need to talk.
We rarely get bickering middle-aged couples who both have 5 o'clock shadow.
There's a story there.
Unfortunately, I don't have time for stories. It's all I can do just to get patients in and out.
Does this mean you have a trolley freed up?
Sadly not. A stabbing victim laid claim to it.
My father be sitting here until tomorrow, won't he?
I pray to God he won't still be sitting here when I get back for my next shift tomorrow night.
How do you work here and stay sane?
If I thought about it, I'd get too angry to work. And there's enough angry people here already. Oh, I have to go. We'll get him a stretcher at dawn if we can. Try and get some rest.
Get him a stretcher and I'll rest. He doesn't know if I'm his daughter, his wife, or his mother. But he's all I have. At least while he's alive, I still exist as someone. You mind yourself, Doctor.
Who are you talking to? The ticket inspector?
Just go back to sleep. It'll be a long night.
You're the one who needs to sleep. You're tired.
How can I get sleep with all the noise and stress?
Stress? What stress have you now that you're married to me? You look beautiful. Rest your head on my shoulder. Go on. You won't do a simple thing for me on our wedding day. What chance have we over the next 50 years? The fuss of the day was a bit much for you. But I'm minding you now.
Dad, look around you.
Why would I be looking around when I can be looking at my bride? I could listen to your laughter forever when you're not worrying yourself sick over some little thing. I never knew such a worrier.
You never talk about Mum. It's like something clammed up inside you.
From this day on, you'll never be on your own. You understand that?
I understand that I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life.
Speak up, Eilish. What ails you? Is it waiting for the train to start? That's the way of trains in wartime. Burning damp slack and bits of turf. We'll be half the night getting to Galway, with the landlady wondering if we're coming and her wanting to see our marriage cert before we're let in the door. But she can't be getting cross when all we are doing is sitting here waiting for the train to start. And you needn't kid me any more, pretending to be 22 when you're 24. 24 isn't old.
Dad, listen.
So you'll still look beautiful when you're 80.
Was Mum beautiful, Dad?
Yeah. What's that?
Was I beautiful? Ever?
Beautiful? There's no one I'd sooner be sitting with, even if this blasted train never starts. Whatever the future holds, we'll make a fist of it together, won't we?
We will. Now you try to sleep.
And you do too. We'll be there by dawn. Trust me.